joined now by the state qualifying girls cross country squad of Pella Christian. And girls, obviously very exciting, and being just 14 points shy a year ago of qualifying for state down at Pekin, how much sweeter does that make tonight's result that you guys qualify as a team for state?
It was just an amazing moment when Jacqueline ran up to me and said, "We made it, we made it." And we were all crying, and it didn't even feel real. Like, it just felt like a dream.
Yeah, I mean, last year it was very crushing to see people go up there, and we wanted to be up there. And this year we got to prove that we can go up there and get the banner and make it to state ourselves.
Yeah, and I think last year not making it just gave us that much more motivation to make it this year. And we were just, yeah, we had a lot more confidence in ourselves this year off our training and off our team together, working together, so.
Yeah, and we just talked about after the race, like, these are memories. These are the things we're going to remember for a very long time. So it's just a very special day.
Even, like, during the race, I was just thinking, like, we got to push a little harder, because it was just so, it would have been so sad if we had not made it. But the moment that we got to have as a team together after we had figured out that we made it was just so awesome to experience and everything.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And just with Coach pushing us throughout the race, just telling us, keep going, that's just an awesome, motivating moment.
Just going off of Metro's response to this, I thought, like, it felt like a dream too.
Obviously a very exciting feeling, and I know quite a few returners to this squad, and this one more pointedly towards Jocelyn and Jacqueline getting a chance to be at state last year as individuals. How much more exciting is it to be able to share this with your teammates rather than to just be going as individuals?
Yes, it's so exciting. Like, obviously, we were still happy last year, but at the same time, heartbroken that we weren't going to be running with our team. And I love running with Jacqueline, but just having the whole team around us is just so amazing and brings a lot of unity and joy.
Yeah, it just makes it a little bit more sweeter just knowing that we can go as a team and not just individual. I love Jocelyn so much, but just, like, our friendship and this season has been, like, so much closer. So just going together just shows how much we've improved from last year.
Yeah, and obviously we talked with the boys team about this too, but, you know, one of the big themes for the team this whole year is Run for Ryan. And I know you guys got to share a very fun moment with Ryan, talking on the phone once Coach Bouquet got it all figured out with his phone there. But obviously a very exciting thing to be able to make it to state with some of the things surrounding that, you know, just how not much sweeter is that, but just how cool is that to be able to share that with him, even though he's in Colorado and not able to be here to experience all of this with you guys in person.
Yeah, Coach struggles a lot with technology, but everything, I know, like, the theme was Run for Ryan, but really everything we did was for Ryan. And just, I think I can speak for our whole team, where if we get tired during a race, we just think back to Ryan and his situation and how much he would love to be running a race right now. So it just, it brought us a lot of happiness to be able to share that moment with him, and we are all very excited to tell him.
Yeah, obviously our purpose is to run for the Lord and everything, but the added motivation of running for Ryan has really pushed us to new heights this year on our team.
Yeah, and when we got to share that moment with Ryan after the race, I think it was just pretty emotional to hear his voice and hear the joy in his voice, and that we got to share that with him, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and like Kara said, I think, like, it's just brought so much motivation in this entire season. Like, the hard workouts that maybe we're dreading doing, it just really gets us through.
I think the fact that Ryan can still encourage us, even when he's, like, in this tough situation, it makes the hard runs that we're in even more, like, endurable, because, like, when we're doing 1Ks or when we're in a meet, we can just think, you know, like, Ryan is going through even harder stuff right now, and he's still encouraging us, so it's more motivation for us to encourage each other and just to keep everything in good perspective.
Yeah, I definitely think it's gotten our whole team closer together and just created so much unity with writing run for Ryan on our wrist or R for R or whatever it might be, or even just a little blue ponytails in our hair.
Yeah, I agree with Amelia, and I was thinking in practice, I was like, wow, just thinking about how much closer we've gone because of Ryan, and how something tragic can turn into something beautiful that we can still share with him.
Yeah, one final question for our seniors here. You know, getting a chance in your final year to make it to state, you know, just how, what does that mean to each of you, you know, that you're going to end your cross-country careers in Fort Dodge at the state meet?
It's just honestly more than I could ever dream of. Last year we were kind of going into, like, this is our one chance to make it to state, and then we didn't, and it was just heartbreaking. And then we got moved up to 2A, and we're like, oh, there goes, like, our shot at all. And then the closer we got to state qualifying, the more we were like, okay, like, we might have a shot. And then we got ranked 11th, I think, and we're like, oh, we might be able to go to state. And then we did.
Yeah, and I think we're just so grateful for the opportunity and just everything that the Lord has blessed us with this season and all the hard work that we put into it. It's just very rewarding to see something like this and just to end our cross-country careers with this. It's really cool.
Yeah, just to have the opportunity to run one more race and spend one more week together with the team and practicing is just awesome, and we're so excited.
Yeah, that's an awesome opportunity. Guys, thanks for joining us here. And, again, best of luck up at Fort Dodge. It's going to be very exciting to see the whole team up there. Looking forward to seeing the results of that. Enjoy the final preparations here as you approach the state meet. But, again, congratulations and best of luck up there at state. So,
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was the Pella Christian Girls State Qualifying Cross Country Team.